For the past several Friday evenings, several skaters of various ages have met at the Bud Bakewell Rink in Buffalo's Riverside neighborhood for often intensive hockey sessions. Leading these sessions was David Travers, one of the original 40 participants in the 2017 11-day power play. This year's second annual community shifts have been cut to 3 hours each to accommodate more participants. But Travers, who along with the original 40 players trained for a year in advance of their record-setting game, says 3 hours will not be an easy task for those taking part this year.
You can't just hit this thing cold because even though, you know, you say, well, these guys did it for 11 days straight, that was ridiculous to begin with. And to do anything for 3 hours from a physical, you know, activity perspective is hard. So you got to skate and you got to do things off the ice to prepare yourself for 3 hours. There's no question.
As part of the program, 11-day power play organizers secure assistance for players on game day. Amy Lesikowski, executive director of the 11-day power play, says associates from Excelsior Orthopedics work directly with players to make sure they are properly fit for the 3-hour shift.
They have sent out preparation lists for our players, what to eat, what to drink, what to do the first few days before they arrive. And I think that's something that the players are taking seriously. They need to. Hydration is key.
The original players took on this project to raise money for cancer research and for the third straight year have raised more than $1 million. David Travers told WBFO every participant has been touched by cancer in one way or another. In the interest of disclosure, that is true for this reporter, whose mother survived breast cancer but whose father lost his battle with esophageal cancer. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.